Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Gilka for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Mac, you got anything to add here?
We're going to let the show be the show today, folks. Going to let the show be the show.
Let the show be the show. And we're going to start it off.
Ah, well, bad day. Coming up next, let the show be the show.
Emily's reasons. Why not? But first, we're going to start off with Spider Bags from their new album, Shake My Head. It is Friday night. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Boom. Ooh. Watch it now. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. I'm sorry, to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, that would be great. Feel free to do so at 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person said it. Nobody else. And I forgot to mention, we are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet it, I got it up right now. I will see it and read it. David Hotta, what did we just hear?
We just heard Spider Bags from their new album, Shake My Head, or SMH, as the kids like to say in the Twitter sphere. That was Friday night. It's a really good album from a really great band.
Is that about high school football?
It is. Uh-huh.
Hmm? Well, there was that one album by the Hold Steady.
Yes.
Actually, it was Hold Steady frontman.
Greg Finn, yes.
Yeah, and it was called... It's like Clear Eyes, Full Hearts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was that was a solo effort. I actually, my lady friend, Maria Menounos, she verbally told me the entire plot of the first season of Friday Night Lights last night.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm caught up. Feels pretty good.
You know what's weird, though? That movie, or
You're not my parents. Movies are TV shows.
That TV show is going to sound weird
yeah.
for a TV show. That thing's not necessarily plot-driven.
No.
I mean, that first episode, the way it's edited, the music, pretty great. Also, a lot of great performances.
Yeah.
Season two of that show is plot-driven, and it's terrible.
Is that the one with the murder?
Yes. has your friend Maria, has she watched all five seasons?
No, she's just plowing through the first season right now.
Okay. Are you going to jump in at some point?
I'm going to bide my time, because I actually started to make a list in my head of all the shows that I need to catch up on, and I just got overwhelmed. Friday Night Lights is on there somewhere.
But isn't it fun to watch shows together?
Oh, we're already doing that. We're doing Arrested Development right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, plate's full. The dance card is...
Well, I mean, come on, that should have happened already.
That's what I'm saying! Look, don't put that on me!
You know what, though? It never hurts to rewatch that show. Every time I do, I pick up some more jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
And, so it's pretty good.
And it's easier to digest. It's 22 minutes instead of 48, and it's just it's fun. It's a bagatelle.
How are you doing, David?
I am doing all right. I'm glad to be back. I was not here last week.
That's true.
I missed you, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm older since last time you talked to me.
I know. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
The big 6-1.
Nice to hear. Yeah, I'm 61 years old today. 61 years young is how my oncologist told me to phrase it. He had some bad news for me this week.
Say it while you can, my man.
Oh, see, he told you to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. You can get used to it. He showed me a device I can type into and it does my voice. He said, get used to it.
Wow.
I know.
So how was the birthday?
Birthday was pretty uneventful.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was just fine. It set a new record low for people telling me happy birthday in person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's weird. It's like that thing has completely shifted over to Facebook.
Uh-huh.
But I feel weird talking about it because I did have a very pleasant, but it was the most low-key birthday of all time.
Oh, sure.
I think one person asked me what I was doing that night.
Uh-huh.
It was all right. But you know what? 32 now.
Yeah.
I don't need a big party every time. And also, it gives me full reign to not go to anyone else's parties in the future.
There you go. Cash it in.
I don't feel beholden to anyone or anything. it's all right. You know, it's whatever. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Well, good.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's I don't know. I'm sort of, I'm that way too.
You have a weird birthday though.
I do.
I feel like your perspective is away from the everyman's.
Yeah. And I'm actually, it's weird. In the past couple of years, I've tried to catch up and make things out of my birthday just because my birthday is on Christmas, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. And normally nothing would be done about my birthday as far as my friends are concerned. It was just my family. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to other way with it and like, hey, is anybody else doing nothing for Christmas? Then come do my thing. And so I'm playing catch up. But for the previous 30 some odd years, or just 30 years before I started doing this thing, I was eating gas station sandwiches at home by myself on Christmas Day. Because, yeah, it's nice. It's nice to just reflect and relax. I don't know. Anyway, 4725667.
It's funny you were talking about Arrested Development earlier because it feeds into the new fall TV season.
That it does.
Which is a weird thing because honestly, I don't know why. Like, there's no way I'm watching any of these shows. I'll say that right
now. Not at all. Yeah. No.
But I get oddly excited when new TV happens.
Yeah.
And I think it's for two reasons. One, TV seems to be excited about it. I love TV. Like, people like, oh, I don't own a TV or I don't remember the last time I turned my TV on. Mm-hmm. Some guy said it to me that week. In fairness, his name was Jericho, and he said he watches a lot of things on his computer. That's how he prefers to do it, which, you know what? Fair enough, Jericho.
Yeah. At least you're not dismissing an entire medium. I'm fine with it.
But yeah, people are like, oh, I don't have TV. I don't need it. TV's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the best.
It's entertaining and informative, dum-dum.
Did you see Breaking Bad this season?
I did.
Shut up if people don't say, oh, I'm too cool for TV.
Yeah.
Oh, I steal it online. Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, I knew what Breaking Bad was doing. I read Dostoevsky. I don't care. Shut up.
Yeah, why aren't these shows getting better? It's almost like people aren't paying for it, and therefore the ratings are down, and therefore they can't afford to invest in new ideas anymore. They just have to put crap out there.
It's your fault. And I also just love that sort of mentality. It's like, what am I going to do with the TV? Am I going to watch Minute to Win It, or am I going to watch that game show with just that big balloon course or whatever? Wipeout? Am I just going to watch Wipeout? No. You're being dumb. That's what you would watch because you're a dummy. There's other stuff to watch.
Plus, I'm on my computer all the time for work. All the time!
Yeah.
Working on that thing nonstop. It's nice to sit back and let my eyes go soft focus in front of a giant TV.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need it. I don't need a giant TV to do that. I also like laying down a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, reading a book is just too much work for me these days. And that says a lot about me. I'll admit it. But I can't do it like I used to do it.
Oh, I love reading books.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, something about if I lay down and read a book, pretty much the only way I read a book, 15 minutes tops and I'm out.
Yeah.
My lady friend bought me a Milo Manera comic book collection.
Oh.
And it was pretty good, but I was like, yeah, man, I like comic books a whole lot. And but the stack of comics, I stopped myself from going to the comic book store this week because I have tons of comics I haven't read.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I get to bed at night, I'm like, oh, let me read some comics. Boing. 5 minutes later, you're a spring go, and then I'm asleep. Why does a spring signal my sleep time? I don't know. Yeah. My brain's messed up.
Sure.
The other reason why I like new fall TV season is because right here, we're in this cusp, like no shows have aired yet. Mm-hmm. Or I think some shows came back. I don't know.
Right.
Where either they have or they're just about to. I know Animal Practice debuts next week.
That's right.
where... We're in this period where these shows might succeed, and I like invasioning.
Bring it all back. Bring it all back.
That's my time when I'm alone.
Walk the ball back.
I like envisioning a vaginal time. Ah, no. I like envisioning a reality where these TV shows succeed.
Okay.
Like, you know, like that CW show Arrow.
Yeah.
Like the fact that there could, like, it starts here. There's a reality like we're in the future, like everyone's like, oh, that classic show Arrow. Or like we're in season 12 of, or season 8 of Animal Practice.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, which characters will they hook up now?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, how many monkeys have they gone through?
I used to love doing that when, man, I missed the TV Guide fall preview issue, where it was just that big, thick, double issue, and the front was a preview of every show that, or every new show that was going to come out. And just looking at that and going, wow, I hope all these make it, but about 90% of them won't. And it was just, it was sad, but it was also thrilling. Like, this is the highest point in their lives.
Thrilling.
I was also 10.
Like, are we gonna get to a point on Elementary?
Mm-hmm.
Where Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu, when they hook up, is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get to a very special animal practice? You know, like where we learn lessons and stuff?
Oh, man. Which brings up a good question. I wonder how deep that Bible goes on animal practice. Like, have they planned out 3 seasons ahead? Do they know where they're going? Or is it just like, look, we got a monkey in scrubs. We're just going to ride this out as long as we can.
By the way, I'm also excited to the point where... they're going to get to the point where they have to wrap everything up in an episode because it got canceled. I wish more shows, because I think we may have talked about this on the air before. There is that Life on Mars show.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Yeah.
U.S. adaptation, mm-hmm. where it was based on a British show that I think ran 2 seasons.
Yes.
That's what those Brit shows tend to do.
And they call them series.
You series?
Yeah.
And what accent is that, by the way, that I just did? Call it right now. 472-5667 and guess.
Aborigine. Ah, crap. I'm sorry.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You gave it away.
I gave it away.
I'm from the islands, man. Yeah. What were we just talking about?
Johnny Lee Miller. We were talking about...
Oh, I can't keep a thought in my head for one moment.
Life on Mars.
Life on Mars. Thank you. And it is a guy who wakes up, mm-hmm. modern day man, he wakes up in the 70s.
Oh.
And he's like, well, how did I get here? Well, I'm a cop in the 70s. That show, it's already kind of a high concept.
Yes.
At the end of the first season, they're like, oh, this thing's done. Mm-hmm. And so they wrapped it up by being like, oh, the whole thing was a dream while you were in suspended animation because you're an astronaut on your way to Mars. And Wizard of Oz style, everyone that was on was in the show / your dream are real people in your life.
Yes.
And so the people on the show, they had like Michael Imperioli, who was Christopher Moltisanti on Sopranos, and Harvey Keitel. So when the main character woke up from his cryo sleep,
yeah,
he met other astronauts. Michael Imperioli was like, I can't wait to get to that Mars. Hey, how come your tequila don't pour this way? Remember when men were men? Hey, Mars, here I come.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel, like mission boss. We're going to do good on that Mars. Stupid.
Yeah, I love that they didn't even tell them, hey, why don't you guys act smart because you're actually astronauts. They're just like, hey. You know those streetwise detectives that you were playing? Keep playing them. You don't even have to cut your ponytail, Harvey Keitel. Just, you're an astronaut. That's it. Just go.
Ted Danson's on CSI?
Yeah. Oh, he's been on CSI. He took over for, I call him Larry Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne? Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but that Elementary looks... Have you seen that show Sherlock?
I have not. It's in the queue.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the way I hear some people talking about it. I think it's the bee's knees.
Sure.
I got to say, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Passes the time.
I kind of feel that way about a lot of stuff. And that's why I'm sort of reticent to rush through a lot of shows like Friday Night Lights or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because with the exception of The Wire, everything that's ever been recommended to me TV-wise is like, oh, that's really good. That's fine. I didn't need to like rush into it. So I'll take my sweet time getting there.
But I got to say, though, with Friday Night Lights, I've gone 5 seasons into it.
Uh-huh.
I say that thing pays off.
Yeah.
But like Sherlock, like, you know, 3 episodes, they're like little mini movies each in an hour and a half. Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, it's just,
didn't feel that way after The Sopranos, though? You weren't like, wow, this is awesome.
You know what? I was thoroughly sad. Well, that's not different. I'll cop to it. It was satisfying, but not only had it been so much time since it ended,
yeah,
but it had also just been built up so much. That it couldn't have possibly lived up to what people made it out to be. But it was thoroughly satisfying.
I'm going to drop an unpopular opinion on you right now.
All right.
Did you happen to catch any of this week's Thursday night NBC lineup shows?
I have only caught Parks and Rec so far. I have not.
What did you think?
You know, that's a very good question. I liked it fine in that same way that I like a nice hug. It was welcoming and familiar. But it wasn't like, I wasn't busting up over it. It was nice. It was a nice show.
So last season, they had that big plot where Leslie mm-hmm. was running for city council against Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And at the end, she won. And I realized at that season wrapped up, I didn't care.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I didn't get, like, you know, I'm not, that show is very funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in terms of like the emotional payoff of her relationship with Adam Scott, I did not care.
Yeah.
And then this first season, It's like a very different Leslie Knope. Mm-hmm. Because Leslie Knope, because as Ron Swanson once told her, you're Leslie effing Knope.
Yeah.
Does Leslie effing Knope like cry in a closet?
Yeah.
And it felt like that show. I don't know. I'm going to say right now. I'm not going to say. How do you feel about the term jumping the shark?
I'm not a fan of it.
What but, if you have another? Do you have another phrase to?
What was the nuke the fridge?
I don't think that show was on Nuke the Fridge Watch.
Uh huh. Are you taking it off your season pass?
No, definitely right. not. No.
See, that I think that's the... Because when I took Simpsons off my must-record list, that was a grim day, but it was time.
See, yeah, it was beyond time when I took it off.
That's true, yeah.
Because I wasn't watching them forever.
Uh-huh.
It's like that show Rescue Me where I had it on. I was like, man, I don't want to watch this thing.
I recorded it just to delete it so I would feel good about opening up percentages.
Like I was doing it a favor. Devo doesn't have to tell anyone I watched it.
Well, but we're... 4 seasons into Parks and Recreation, is that correct?
I think it's a season 5. Isn't
okay.
It?
Okay, yeah, we just started season 5. Because I'm getting the feeling that after a certain point, shows, no matter how good you think or thought they are or were, they just become unwelcome, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Well, you kind of, I wouldn't say unwelcome. I feel like, well, maybe it's just playing hairs. I feel like they wear out their welcome.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Are you still, are you watching Louie?
Yes.
How do you feel about this current season?
I'm sort of lax about watching it. I just watched the 3-parter late show thing. Amazing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? At the beginning of the season, look, that show does not make me laugh.
No, I don't think it's supposed to anymore.
I don't know what it is. It's like I go in there and I'm in this little world for 22 minutes and then I leave.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that was all right.
I'm basically watching like an episodic NYU film class. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not saying it's amateurish or anything like that, but it's like you're clearly watching this more emotional plea than you are watching a comedy. And that's fine. But
yeah, I don't get why I like that show. Did you see the first episode where titular Lewis C. Clay?
Yes.
He goes down to Miami.
Yes.
And I think it's funny when I mispronounce things. He goes to Miami and he does a show there and he's kind of bored. And so he ends up hanging out with this one guy who sort of half rescued him, a lifeguard.
Yeah.
And they kind of make an odd pair because you have this, Louis C.K., sort of this, he'll tell you out of shape, balding, redheaded comedian.
A schlub every man.
Yeah, it's a schlub. And this is like very fit. Sort of like, I don't know, was he Cuban?
He was, let's say, yes.
Yeah, and he took him around the Cuban community of Miami, and it was kind of an odd couple, and it just made very entertaining, but I can't tell you why.
Right. Well, as I may have mentioned before, I get the sense watching this season of Louis that scripts for Louis are about 8 pages long, and then the rest is just travelogue footage or just that same kind of footage that you would watch at Sesame Street where it's like, this is how sugar gets made. Like, I feel it's like, oh, this is Louis eating a pizza and waiting for his kids.
Louis has had some of the best guest spots, though, of any show.
Yeah.
Like that episode with Doug Stanhope.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
It was amazing. The episode with Dane Cook was really good. Have you seen the last 3 episodes?
I have, yes.
Okay, so you've seen David Lynch as that guy?
Yes.
That was David Lynch, not a good actor. Still, though, presence. The guy has presence.
Here's how riveting he is. Yeah. I was sort of half watching that episode at that part 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was busying myself with some other things. I had my head down listening to it.
You're knitting.
Actually, not too far off.
Oh, weird.
Were
you suturing a wound?
That's exactly
why don't you continue your story?
And then I heard his voice, and I look up, and it was just, I was captivated by it. I was like, oh, like popcorn appears out of nowhere, and I'm just chomping away and watching this thing.
It did grab my interest with like so firmly, like few things would.
Yeah.
Like he was like, so what do you want? I'm like, whoa, David Lynch.
Which also, I don't think I had ever heard him speak before.
I have, unfortunately.
But that was not the voice I was expecting. That is the least likely voice I was expecting.
There's this clip of him. There's like 2 clips of him online. Actually, there's one where he was talking about a meeting he had with George Lucas.
Yes.
To direct Star Wars.
What?
Or possibly Empire or something.
Okay.
And he just described this, and he's like, hey, he was telling me about these things. They're like, I don't know what a Wookiee is or whatever. And I passed. Okay, I'm sorry. The other story I'm thinking of, I think it's a Werner Herzog story where he rescued Joaquin Phoenix from a car.
What?
Like his car overturned. And he was like smoking, and Werner Herzog had to like grab. I'm going to look this up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Werner Herzog. By the way, we got a tweet.
Oh, okay.
From our friend Laura. And she says, I sometimes like to think about a world where dog police took off. And then there's a video of dog police. Do you remember dog police?
I don't remember dog police.
80s
I remember
a video about dog police, a band of the same name, Pure Gold. I don't remember off the top of my head.
No.
Can't really watch a video on the air, but thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Yeah, but and I'll say, like, 30 Rock. We're talking about shows that were out there. Welcome.
Yes, yes.
30 Rock is a show with two clowns on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tracy Jordan, played by the incomparable Tracy Morgan, and Jenna Maroney.
Yes.
They are clowns. Mm-hmm. Like, they are very seldom reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, even when they're agreeing and going, even when they're not actively a monkey wrench in Liz's life, they're still very, like, absurd characters.
Mm-hmm.
Clowns wear out their welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And on Parks and Rec, I feel like there are no clowns on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have, everyone's like a real character who have clownish tendencies. I mean, like, maybe Jerry gets picked on, but I still feel like he's not a clown. He's
and maybe even, like, Andy's a goof and a bit of a dimwit, but he still has a heart to him. That's not just, you're not just watching him, like, letting him loose and watching him go.
But, I mean, I feel like they're just, I feel like they're just burning through it really fast, which is weird because, if anything, they're changing things up by giving characters new roles.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to feel like I'm criticizing a show for not being stagnant.
I will. I will, in the sense that it really feels like they're making that move that sitcoms do when they're coming toward the end of the run. Like, the Brady Bunch will add Oliver the cousin, and now you've got a new kid. Or like, oh, we've got a baby in the family, or we moved. It just feels that way.
Yeah, I feel like they are, in terms of that, like, burning through things really quick. You know, what's his name left? Paul Schneider.
Yes.
Brandanowitz.
Brandanowitz.
Best last name.
One
on
of
TV.
The best last names ever.
Paul Schneider left, and so Adam Scott came in. And that Adam Scott, Amy Poehler relationship on the show, or should I say Ben and Leslie.
You should.
Still feels a little weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not 100% into it. And then why is... I feel like they... because Chris Traeger,
yes,
played by Rob Lowe on that show, who almost kind of is a clown. Yeah, I don't know. He says things real. He's got a heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's a reason why he's still on that show.
No.
Like, wasn't he living in Indianapolis or something? Why is he back?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with it because I like the character. But I feel like they're also doing that thing where when they hooked up Tom and...
Uh-huh.
I just feel like
we're watching TV talk right now.
I know, it's just like, watch Mac list every character's name. But like, how many sort of like characters that didn't really connect have they now just like slammed together on that show?
Yeah.
Like, they got together, Aubrey Plaza, or what's her name on the show?
April.
April and Andy hooked up. That seemed a little weird.
Yeah.
But I feel like they went about that in a gradual way. But when like Tom and Anne hooked up, I was like, granted they broke up now and it was kind of stupid, but... I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, The Office was, I couldn't think of a more blatant show.
Yeah.
When after Pam and Jim settled down, they were like looking for the next Jim and Pam.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, we'll have Andy and this person.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah,
Aaron.
that Tom and Anne wrap up at the end of last season was really sort of, did you ever, I guess you didn't watch Good Times, but like the last episode of Good Times is one of my favorite episodes of television ever because all of the loose ends got tied up. It was like, hey, Thelma's husband got a job. He's playing for the Chicago Bears now. We can all move out of the slums. And Florida was like, yay, what about you, Alona? And she was like, well, guess what? I'm moving out too. And like everything just tied up in a nice, neat little package. And that's what the last season's Parks and Rec finale felt like.
You know what? I kind of don't mind. I like that a little bit more than I like the
it was pretty great, things. Yeah. But it was really just like, hey, we should get together. Sure, why not?
You know, people are like, well, life is open-ended. Like, there's no, like, storybook, you know, like, convenient novelistic closes.
You said it, man.
For our life character arcs. But you know what? This is art. Have it make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Laura says, Dog Police never made it past the pilot phase. So, I guess I never saw it. But we'll check it out, Laura. Anyway, we're at Mascot Wedding, though, if you'd like to tweet us.
That is correct.
I was talking with a friend about the upcoming season of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Which is scheduled to be, I believe, 8 episodes long.
Yes.
And it is the finale of it, and we'll wrap it up. And I was talking with him, and I was like, man, I just hope they get to everything, which is crazy, because it's like, this is minus commercials, like, what, 7 hours and 15 minutes? You could tell any story in 7 hours.
Exactly. And yes, they have devoted an entire half season to wrapping up this thing that they've been setting up the first half season.
The fact that Lost had, I think, a 2.5-hour finale and could not wrap it up. How did you do that?
Oh, Lost. I'll get to that one day.
You know what stinks is the first season of that show is amazing.
Yeah. That's what people say.
But you know, the other thing about it is if you compare any sort of like dramatic sort of show that has season long arcs. Mm-hmm. So in other words, not Law and Order where like every episode's self-contained.
Right.
But if you have any of those shows and you watch one that's like on cable, like 13 episodes, and you watch one that's on a network, like 20, 22, 24 right. episodes or whatever it is, that 22 episode one always seems to drag.
It does.
It's like they just, whereas, you know, you watch the 13 episodes, he's like, oh, I want more of this. Mm-hmm. But I feel like even like the biggest offender of this to me was 24 back in the day.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I feel like they would come up with, they're like, oh, we're wrapping up this main plot too soon. Let's have a couple episodes where Jack's keys get stuck in a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, there were a lot of like false bottoms in that show.
I gotta get my keys.
All right, it looks like we got the... Ah, come on, really? They're driving the bomb away that I was about to defuse.
Skip, burp, burp, burp. Almeida.
That was your impression.
Jack, where are you?
You could ask me, I would have done it.
Oh, sorry. Right. Burp, 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 burp.
No, I'll do the phone.
Almeida. All right, do your phone noise. Burr, burr, burr. Almeida. Burr, burr, burr. Oh, sorry, hold on. Here, Almeida?
It's me, Chloe.
Chloe, put Jack on the phone. Burr, burr,
burr. What do you want?
Jack, where are you?
I'm waiting in line. They have an Orange Julius in this mall.
Jack, but what happened to that terrorist plot we've been chasing for the last 18 episodes?
I mean hours. I've got it wrapped up. It's right over. Wait a second. I got to go get it.
Now listen to the music for Heat comes on. they'd rip off a song from Heat.
Yeah, they would.
And Predator Diorama by the Cronus Quartet. I got the soundtrack. Wow. I know the names of the tracks.
So what do you use the Heat soundtrack for?
Production music.
Okay, I thought it was like pump-up music.
No, it's not really pump-up stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's that one song by Moby.
What?
Hold on.
Yep.
We have this. It's called God Moving Over the Face of the Waters.
Oh, no thanks.
Yeah. Okay. It's like when Michael Mann put this, he's like, oh, this is going to be good in a commercial one day. Do I have this thing? This to me is it's the song that plays at the end of the movie.
Mm.
Does that ring a bell for you at all?
Well, very faint, vague bell.
Faint, vague bell. Do I even have it on here? I may not.
Oh.
I don't. Oh, wait. It's in a compilations albums. Wait, I didn't put the Heat soundtrack on my iPad. I didn't think that was a necessary thing when I was choosing albums to put on here. I may not have. I didn't.
472-5667 or at Mascot Wedding.
Unfortunately, here it is. All right. Is this cute? You want to turn it on?
Oh, sure. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, wait. It's just this thing. I think I used this on the show one time. This is the song that they would use on 24.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's called Force Marker. Anyway, fantastic. Hey, guys. Can you go ahead and hit delete in the last minute of the radio show?
Hey, guys. We're closer to the end than we are at the beginning. So just enjoy these shows while you can.
Soon, Co-op will kick us off the air and replace us with another 4 hours of Around the Town Sounds. So get ready for that.
Yes, in case you don't know what's going on around your own town.
But first, AC Newman, lead singer of the New Pornographers. He's got a new album coming out called Shut Down the Streets. This is a song called Encyclopedia of Classic Takedowns. Mascot Wedding Show. Be back shortly.
Are we judged here by the things we say? Or is it just the noise we make? Long before you were a pattern.
Yes, of course, you know this show. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David.
My name is Mac Blake. We just heard Carl Newman, also known as AC Newman, from his upcoming album, Shut Down the Streets. That was just Encyclopedia of Classic Takedowns.
Yeah, get that article out of here.
Get that article out of here. Man, how are you, David?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Mac?
I'm good. Attitude hasn't... You know what's weird, though?
What's that?
So every week, I'm out on these streets. Mm-hmm. These streets, Austin, producing literally hours of comedy.
Literally, yes.
1.75 hours of comedy.
Round up?
Every week. Yeah, I'm rounding up. This show counts. This is an hour.
Oh, this absolutely does.
And then I did like 10 minutes last hour and 10. It adds up, you monsters.
Yeah. It's longer than Jonah Hex.
The 20 minute. Yeah, you know what? Okay, sure. 1.75 hours of comedy on average. An average a week.
Yes.
Sometimes I just, I feel it though. I feel this weird pressure in the room.
How so?
Like, for instance, I was in co-op the other week and someone was being creepy.
Yeah.
And I've just felt like there's this, you know, it was like a hum, like a low hum building in the back of my brain. It was like, zing him. Zing him.
Uh-huh.
Just like look at people's hungry eyes and like, there's a zing him. Zing this guy. We need some zings. So I was like, well, good to know you're still a total creep. Oh, the place erupted.
Wow.
Oh, because you know what? No one was expecting it.
Yeah.
No one was expecting it. But you know, it's one of those things where someone's at the comment and you're like, you kind of tell the attitude in the room is like, okay, but everyone's going to let it slide.
Yeah.
But they want someone to say something.
So you're not the hero that co-op needs. You're the hero it deserves.
That's right.
My question to you, though.
Where's Batman, Daddy? Yeah. That could have been cut out of the Dark Knight. Where's Batman going, Daddy? Not like, I'm alive. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
That was a very specific Dark Knight reference. If you didn't get it, go watch The Dark Knight.
My question to you is, are you concerned at all about becoming that guy, though? The guy that people turn to, like, all right, he's going to say some quip now. He's going to be the funny guy.
That already happens as soon as they know who you are.
Okay.
You don't get this? You know, now someone's like, oh, comedian, huh?
I did a long time ago, and now I feel like I've successfully worked my way out of it.
No, it's
just shutting everyone down.
It's that same thing when you start talking to someone, and they're like, they start giving you the business,
because
they think that's what you want, like we're instantly doing a bit, and you're like, can't just talk to me like a human?
Yeah, exactly. Human? You realize I do that. That's a character I do on the radio. You don't have to say gross stuff to me.
Come off the stage, some guy's like, hey, how about this for something, you idiot? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You get it? Like, because you were talking about that one guy being stupid. I'm like doing the same thing for you.
Hey, your wife. What? What are you talking about? I'm getting a sandwich.
This is to my face.
There's no audience here. You're just being mean.
This is worth honor. Let's have some honor. So, David, this week I was on the internet.
Yes, sir.
And there was some festival going on in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at this poster because it was a really cool poster.
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed a detail on the poster that the festival, which I think was a design festival, don't quote me on it, was taking place in Lincoln Park in Chicago.
Okay.
Which Lincoln Park might be a very lovely part of Chicago. I have been there, but I don't think I've been to Lincoln Park.
No, I don't think you have. Okay. We might have driven past it.
I mean, I've been to what's the other one?
Grant Park.
Yeah, and also, where the place that, is that where Obama spoke?
Grant Park, yeah.
Okay, yeah, been there. But Linkin Park, however, of course, the name of that terrible rap metal fusion band. New metal. Does new metal include rap?
Yes, that's what made it new, the N-umlaut metal.
And so that is what, when I think of Linkin Park.
Of course.
And so
Lions Records sold.
I'm putting a question to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
If we could name some parts of Austin. And I will and maybe you can call in and you can do this too. 472-5667. Name a part of Austin and then name what that band would sound like.
Okay.
So, or you can challenge us. If you come up with an idea, maybe we'll give you the album name.
Uh-huh.
You may also tweet at us at Mascot Wedding. Of course, the number again, 472-5667. So let's try it out, David.
Okay.
I'll give you some parts of Austin and you tell me. And if we came with the same part of Austin you're thinking about, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's start out with an easy one.
Okay.
Hyde Park.
Hyde Park.
Folks that know, it's a neighborhood around the University of Texas.
Hyde Park, I would probably say that's going to be more of like a gothic punk type band.
Gothic punk. Can you give me a real life example of that?
Like the Misfits.
Oh, Hyde Park, really?
Yeah. Because it evokes like a Jekyll and Hyde type thing. And this sort of mysterious bog type park.
See, I could see that if they just called the band Hyde,
uh-huh.
like Druid Hill, had that band Drew Hill.
What?
Wasn't that where they're from?
Oh, Drew Hill. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that from? Aren't they from Ballamer?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I knew. I always thought they were named after the former Oilers receiver Drew Hill, but that was wrong. Couldn't have been more wrong.
But but I see Hyde Park more as like, this is Hyde Park, so it's like a Fleet Foxes. Fleet Foxes? What is my problem? Fleet Foxes kind of band.
See, I get that and I understand that, but there is a very dangerous trap about this town where I feel like everything in this town could fall into that same sort of category. I'm in the back of my mind, I'm kind of pacing this stuff out.
You know what? Because I guess we don't want to fall into where you name the part of town after the people that live there.
Yes.
Hyde Park.
Because let me throw this one out.
You know what? I could see Hyde Park being also a new metal band.
Yeah.
Like Hyde Park and like,
Yeah, it's something you would hear at like the Gathering of the Juggalos commercial. Hyde Park.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, you want to throw one at me?
I was going to throw one at you.
Yeah.
Terrytown.
Well, I first thought, of course, the one of the few good Steely Dan songs, Barrytown.
Yes.
Terrytown would be a really funny name for like a kind of a goof rapper. Like his name was Terrytown.
Yeah.
Kind of like your Das Racist or your Action Bronson.
Action Bronson? Yeah. I don't know this at all.
Action Bronson's he raps about like eating and stuff.
Okay.
He's a big fat guy.
Why don't I know this then?
Oh, I don't know. Because he's probably not good. That's probably why.
See, because like, because you talk about like a Fleet Foxes type thing. Here we go.
Bohonkus, you got me. Yeah. Bohonkus 13, Eric just tweeted at us and he says, I live in Clarksville and it would be a Monkees cover band. Little obvious, but you know what? It's good.
You know what? Sometimes on the nose is the place to be.
Yeah. Well, what would you see Terrytown?
Terrytown, I would see it being like a Polyphonic Spree type band.
Ugh.
Of just like 80 people all sort of harmonizing with each other and not good.
I could see Terrytown also being the name of an ironic like alt group, like Binfold's Five, how there's not five of them.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, aren't they like playing this week?
They got back together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That one guy, Robert Sledge.
Yes.
I know what he's been doing since they broke up.
Yeah.
Eating.
Yes.
That guy's huge.
I believe it was you that called him Robert Fudge.
You did it, Pest Mac. Robert Fudge. I'm the best. Wait, did I say the radio show or just when we're being jerks?
I want to say the radio show.
Okay, good.
We might have mailed it to ourselves.
Because if we're just being jerks, there's show time and there's jerk time.
Yes.
All right. So that's pretty good. East Austin doesn't really have a name, I guess.
No.
Oh, well, how about there's Rosedale.
Rosedale.
And feel free, by the way, for any of these to give them shorter names.
Uh-huh.
Like squish them together.
Yeah.
Instead of Rosedale, call it, you know, like Rosediz or something.
I see Rosedale being a male-female hip-hop duo. Not unlike if, like, Praz had been murdered from the Fugees or something. Murdered? Or he could have just left. I don't know why I had to make it violent.
I could see Rosedale being the female lead singer, male programmer kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, you get the Sleigh Bells or the Crystal Castles.
Okay. Or, like, yeah. You've given examples. I don't need that.
Carmen.
The
weird band that showed up on SNL.
Oh, that one!
Remember, they prompted everyone to go, what's a Carmen?
Yeah. Did they have anything beyond that?
Nah, it was just SNL like trying. Nah, was that a new character?
Nah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was a Matt TV character. Have we talked about the music programmer on SNL? Like how they want to get fired? They're trying really, really hard. Because last season was abysmal.
Oh, Lana Del Rey's infamous performance.
And I've made peace with that. But just even like, and it's not one of those things where all this stuff isn't for me, therefore it sucks. But like. It really, they were just playing lottery tickets every week. Where it's like, they played Carmen one week, One Direction before they had even come stateside, I think. They were just everything.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Musical guest, One Direction. Yeah, but, and then, actually, I don't know. I caught some of Frank Ocean last week. And I hadn't heard his album, but people love it.
Look, that guy's got an awesome voice, and I like it when he's guessing all those Kanye tracks.
Uh-huh.
I think put me to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. I hit fast forward.
You ready?
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. Let me see here. Let me pick out a good one. Oh, Highland. The Highland neighborhood, my former stomping grounds.
Highland. Let's see. Oh,
I also have a curveball to throw at you after that.
All right, Highland.
Yep.
The easy answer is Stoner Rock.
Stoner Rock.
Because it's Highland.
Oh, I thought you meant the kind of trash that lives. No, I'm joking. Yeah. I used to live in Highland. It was fine. It was a fine neighborhood. Underrated.
You know what? Actually, I'll run with that. I think it's like a Jimmy Buffett type where it's like, it's these middle-aged stoners. And it's like, hey, man, they don't even call it going to a Highland concert or a Highland show. They're just saying, we're going to Highland.
I could see it being a Christian rock group.
Okay.
Like those Christian power rock groups.
Yeah.
Highland. And like the cover is like, you know, basically doing like the arms outstretched, like staring up at the air, the sky, like God shooting a power beam into you.
Yeah. A power beam. You know, I don't know if you have that correct.
That's what, what does God do?
What doesn't he do?
Shoots power beams into people.
Exactly. He blows up hot water bottles and he rips phone books in half.
I'm not a godologist.
That's a chocolatier.
Sometimes, you know, we need to do more baiting on this show.
Uh-huh.
Just get things wrong just to tease people. Yeah, you know, Godocracy, the study of God. Phone lights up. Phone's not lighting up right now. 472-5667.
No.
Last time I'll say the phone number. Because you know what? The show's going to be the show.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We
you
don't
ready
need
for,
you. You
ready for this one?
Yes.
All right. Here comes French Place. If you don't know what French Place is.
I don't know what French Place is.
French Place is, it's like, it's south of 51st.
Okay.
East of I-35.
Okay.
It's, I think 51st is actually the cutoff for French Place.
So like Mueller? Like that?
Yeah,
kind of
pretty
area?
Much. I mean, I'm guessing that they're going to start calling it French Place and call it Mueller. Ugh. The only reason I know that is because when I was looking for apartments last year,
uh-huh.
I was looking at a lot of Austin, you know, Austin neighborhood maps.
Yeah. Well, that's clearly like...
Yeah, there you go. French Place. It's like 51st. It's like a triangle. From 51st looks like MLK.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's clearly like a theatrical dance.
French Place. What's the name of your band? French Place? That's so stupid, though. It could be just like one of the, you know,
uh-huh.
like an indie rock group.
It could be. They could really be the one singing Hey There, Delilah or whatever.
Although I'll say Beach House was one I thought it was going to be with that name, Beach House.
I thought they were just going to sing about the MTV Beach House.
That could be another topic. Names with the named bands, the biggest snooze.
Oh, man, I like
not,
that.
Excuse me, not the biggest snooze. I'm tipping my hand on this one.
Uh-huh.
bands where you hear their name and you're disappointed by it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Grizzly Bear topped that list.
Oh, man.
Laura, who's winning our Tweet VP today. You know what? I'm going to start giving away prizes to people who are Twitter MVPs in the show.
I love that idea.
Laura, you just got two passes to Cap City Comedy Club today.
Oh.
That's what you get, Laura. Congratulations. I will set it up with you. I'm calling it early. Oh, you know what, though? Maybe I won't. Maybe someone else will be a Tweet VP today.
Bohonkus is in the conversation.
Yeah, you're in the conversation. Anyway, Laura says, Pickle Research would be some kind of nerdy electronica band with keyboards that are powered by pickles. All right, keyboards powered by pickles. Slow down. We're talking about reality here.
Yeah.
But I could see that. Like that band Penguin Prison. Like
what?
They would do like a heavy keyboard, like Penguin Prison does a rendition of, they're like a keyboard heavy band. They do a rendition of Lana Del Rey's song.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know if it's, what's that one called?
Rehab.
It's Blue Jeans?
Yes.
Blue Jeans, Sean's good, right?
I think that's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I feel like a woman. Burp, burp, burp. Oh, wow, I'm the best.
Almeida.
I've previously proven without a shadow of a doubt that I'm the worst at. I know a song. I know what it sounds like. I can't replicate it with my mouth.
Apparently, that Shania Twain song likes football.
There's that song. The best part about being a woman.
Yes.
I get to have a little fun. That sucks. That's the saddest song I've ever heard. The best part about it is sometimes you have a little fun. That's it.
It's my prerogative. I am allowed to have some fun before I die.
That's that person who's like, what do you like to do? Wow, just, you know, perfect night for me. Like to go home, just watch some good TV, and then, I don't know, just get a lot of good sleep. And then just maybe eat some Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and then just, you know, I wake up and I'm like, God, he's blessed me. He has blessed me.
Sometimes I get crazy and I wear a man shirt. And then I'll go to work and I'll earn 75% of what a man earns. And it's just the most fun.
I'll go to Target and I'll look at things. And then I'll go home and price them on Amazon. Because, I mean, I prefer to buy them from Target because you get them sooner.
Exactly.
But I also don't want to go crazy, though.
Well, because there's some things I can't afford. So I write them on a list and then I eat the paper because that's bad to spend. It's bad.
So what I'll do is I'll see what movies came out last year that I didn't go see because seeing a movie in theaters tough.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll just go home and just cut myself. Just cut myself like crazy.
Well, you know
me. Hold on. Is there a reverse way to cut yourself? I cut myself, but not crazy style.
Yeah, come exactly.
Ease up, man.
It was a real utilitarian cut.
Yeah.
I keep my coins in there.
All right. But Pickle Research, I could see them. I could see like Pickle Research being like a...
That's a jokey joke band. That's like a Dr. Demento special.
It could be like a Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Yeah.
But instead of doing like a pop punk covers, it's like synth rock covers of songs.
Okay.
So they're like, you know, you got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. And then like a synth sound. I can't do noises.
What song is that?
It was supposed to be Big Papa. Okay. Shut
Scott
up.
Steiner?
Shut up. You're getting one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's North Loop and Hyde Park gets lumped together.
What? No.
No, on this map it did.
Oh, I don't know what time it is.
South on. We can call Westlake. Let's do Westlake.
Westlake. Westlake is like, that's that sort of sleep pop. That was,
that was it was sleep pop like Dido.
Yes.
Dude, shh.
Nap rock.
Nap rock.
Yeah. What do you think about Westlake?
Westlake. Westlake as a name of a band.
Uh huh.
Westlake. Oh man, that could be anything. That is literally such a generic name.
Yeah.
But what do I see it as?
Uh-huh.
Probably snooze rock.
Yeah.
Like maybe, but it's more modern snooze rock.
I would even
like Grizzly Bear Beach House style.
Yeah. If someone, I could see that being sleep rock. But if not, then like that sort of teenage pop punk where the guys wear like shirts and ties, but also checkered Vans. And they do a lot of those jumps off the amp. Mm-hmm. I can see that kind of band.
Arboretum.
Well, that's unfair because every time I hear Arboretum, I think of that Arboretum. Like I think of My Maria. And so that's just stuck in my head.
I can hear Arboretum like kind of an out there. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
How would you classify Radiohead these days?
Wow.
That's almost, they don't sound like prog rock, but I almost kind of want to stick them in there.
They're at prog.
Okay.
I would say that. Oh, yeah.
I could see Arboretum being like prog rock.
You know, it's funny. I was close on that. I would have said, yeah, something very proggy. Yeah. I like that.
Is there any neighborhood in Austin that you would turn into a punk band? Allendale, Rosedale, already said that one. Oldenfield.
You know what?
Mueller.
I would probably go way south on this one and say Convict Hill.
Oh, Convict. Does that one count?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay, then yes, Convict Hill. You're definitely, I think it's technically out of Austin. But you know what, Convict Hill?
Uh-huh.
It's your lucky day. You're in Austin now.
Actually, you know what? If I was a prog band and I was making an album, it would be called The Wyatt Oak Hill.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like how UT just is neighborhood map just gets called UT. Quail Creek. I can see the Quails being I bet it is a band already.
Yeah. Oh, it's like seven.
Balconies. I bet Balconies. Here you go. This is a tricky one.
Uh-huh.
Jollyville.
Jollyville.
What do you do with Jollyville?
Jollyville. Can I put a pin in that and go back to Balconies?
Yeah.
If it was called Balconies Woods, I could see that being like a Latino rapper. Like Pitbull.
Balcones Woods.
Balcones is here. It's time to party. And like all of his songs are about partying.
I wanted to say that Oak Hill sounds like a name of like a gangster rap group.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm clearly just basing it off of Cypress
Hill. You are. Yeah. That's fine.
So there you go, folks. If you if you live in either one of those neighborhoods, that is the name of your neighborhood now.
Yes. And if you tell us the name of your neighborhood and what we assigned your group to be, I will give you something out of my car.
Okay, so Tweed VP today.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Laura McDaniel is cementing it, says, pickles can actually carry a current, but it would be more plausible if Pickle Research had a killer pickle-based light show. Laura, you're a Tweed VP today.
Yep.
I will tweet at you. You won two passes to the Capital City Comedy Club. Good for any show. Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah. I have a fun time.
I hear there's a fun show coming up this Tuesday.
What?
Yeah.
That's usually when Punch is on.
I'm going to be on Punches, dude.
Nice.
All right. We got to call at the last second.
Of course.
Of course, you monsters. Jeez. Waiting for the last second to call in. We'll take it, though. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I had Jollyville.
Yeah, where do you are?
No, I have Jollyville for you.
Okay, Jollyville? First of all, caller, what's your name?
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, what's up?
Nathan, what's up?
Hey, yeah, just real quick, man. I got Jollyville for you. It's Pirate Rock.
Wait, hold on. You broke up a second. What's that?
Pirate Rock.
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of rock?
Pothead
pirate
rock.
Metal.
Pirate. Wait, hold on. Now I heard you wrong.
Oh. Jolly. Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So pirate rock. I'm sorry.
See that more as.
Familiar with this pirate metal? It's like.
No.
It's kind of a weird subgenre of metal. It's like they're all. It's all like, kind of like sea shanty drinking song.
I could see Jollyville being like pirate punk, kind of like those Jolly Garagers.
I guess there's a lot of different pirate subgenres. pirate punk's new one to me, but I'm sure it's out there.
The only thing that trips me up for Jollyville being pirate metal is the Ville part.
Yeah.
I feel like a metal band wouldn't have Ville in its name.
Well, you know, I mean, the pirates got to live somewhere, right?
Unless they change it to the Jolly Villains.
There it is.
The Jolly, what's that?
Jolly Villains.
Ooh, yeah, you can do that.
All right, Nathan.
We will do that. Yeah. Nathan, right. you have yourself a fantastic weekend.
All right, you too.
Thanks cool, man. Bye, Nathan.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we're up against it. We got
to
make
see how easy it is to call in.
Exactly.
See how easy?
Yeah, it's nice to be nice to the nice. Come on, guys. Yeah.
Nathan, you're great.
Yes.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. Do you got something? Or?
I got something. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's right.
I was bogarting it. Symbols Eat Guitars. Hawk Highway is the name of the song. David Hutt, I will see you next week.
Yes. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.